Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Oh, welcome in, everyone, to episode number 99. How about that? We have reached 99 episodes. We are on the precipice of 100 episodes here on the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Well, I am not going to keep you in suspense any longer. I'm going to put it right out there. I am recording this on Monday, late afternoon, early evening, and this comes out on Thursday. We had our PET scan this morning, my wife did, and I am so happy to report that basically the PET scan showed no tumor. There's nothing there. It has worked. The cancer is gone. So we are certainly rejoicing for that and so thankful for all of your all's thoughts and prayers and all your comments. And so while we're not ringing the bell yet, because she's going to go through one more round, if not two more rounds of chemo, we'll see. Now it's to kind of clean up some particles and some things that might be associated with the lymph nodes that maybe the PET scan doesn't show. But for all intents and purposes, she's cancer-free. So that is amazing, and I really appreciate the ride that you all have been on with me and for, you know, just again, for following, for all of the stuff. So I just want to say a heartfelt thank you for that. So I'll keep you posted on the next couple rounds. She goes back in on this coming Monday for her fifth round. And then it really becomes a numbers game. I mean, that's basically what the doctors have said. You know, they want a sixth round because the percentages are better for it not coming back, basically. And so we'll see. I mean, it's one of the things we're going to talk about in this episode today. One of the things that's really important to her is what goes into her body, and you know, chemo is not one of those things that she takes lightly and that she just wants to automatically ingest or let go into her veins. And so she'll make a decision after this fifth round, and then we'll go from there. But anyway, just wanted to say thank you. So episode 99, with her literally becoming cancer-free today, I wanted to talk to you and really challenge you about getting healthy. And ask yourself this question to start. If you are healthy, great. Ask yourself why you're healthy, right? You've made a conscious decision to become healthy. You've made a conscious decision to exercise. You've made a conscious decision to watch what you're putting in your body from a food standpoint, from a supplement standpoint, from a protein standpoint. You've made that decision, and you are actively living a healthy lifestyle, and that is kudos to you. So I want to first and foremost say rock on, keep going. I know there are a lot of you out there who do live a very healthy lifestyle that listen to this, because I've either had you as clients or you've reached out, or I know who you are personally. So I want to start there by saying kudos to you. Then there's probably this middle group, right? There's this middle segment of men and women out there who have kind of started and stopped again, right? You want to get healthy. you try to have it in your mind and your mindset that you're going to get healthy. Maybe it's a New Year's resolution that, you know, this is the year, and you actually stay on the train for about a month, maybe a month and a half, and then all of a sudden you find yourself falling back into the same old habits, whether you're not staying active, whether you, you know, you start allowing yourself to have that one dessert and then it becomes two desserts, or it's one, you know, frozen drink with all of this sugar in it, or it's two frozen drinks, and then it compounds from there. And then you find yourself in the at the end of April, beginning of May, where you're right back in your old rut. And then there's a group out there, I'm sure, that you've probably struggled your whole life with being healthy. And some of you, quite frankly, just, you know, don't care. You don't want to be healthy. Some of you would say that you would love to be healthy, but that it's not in the cards, you know, it's not in your genes, your family, your parents have always been unhealthy. And unhealthy doesn't just mean overweight. I mean, you can be, you know, one of the skinniest people around and be unhealthy. I mean, your numbers can be off the charts if you're not careful. So the challenge this week is for those of you who have never been able to maintain and live a healthy lifestyle, for you to consider starting. And I want you to really ask yourself the question, why, for those of you who do maintain that, why do you maintain it? Why do you choose to live healthy? And then for those of you who don't or have struggled, ask yourself the question, why? And you guys know I love to do this. And ask yourself, why really? Like, what's really the reason? Is it that you just really don't care? Like, you think, you know, my time's going to be up, you know, I'm going to go when I go, so I'm not going to worry about it. Even though maybe, you know, your dad or mom died of a heart attack at an early age, you're not going to worry about it. Maybe you do some destructive things to your body. Maybe you drink too much. Maybe some of you still smoke. Maybe you eat late at night. Maybe you kind of binge eat. Maybe you eat a lot of sugar. I mean, sugar and processed food right now is the thing that, if you ask me, is just killing our bodies, because there are so many ingredients in both of those things that you cannot pronounce, especially processed food. And then you've got sugar, and there's so many different varieties of sugar, you know, and especially when it's white, you know, sugar cane's not white, right? That is so processed that it just goes into our body and we don't even realize what we're doing. You know, whether it's the soft drinks, and then we go to the diet, which has got even worse ingredients in it. And then we think about all of these things that are in the supermarkets today, that are contributing to diabetes, to high blood pressure, to, you know, strokes, to cancers, to anxiety, to acne, you name it, they're in there. And there's a reason why people who know how to live and eat healthy tell you never to shop in the middle of a supermarket, right? You shop on the edges where the produce is and where the whole grains and the whole fruits are. And, you know, we can get into an organic discussion too if you want to, but the non-GMO things, and, you know, that's not genetically modified, and all of that stuff that you want to put into your body that currently a lot of us aren't doing, on top of the fact that we're not exercising, right? Because let's face it, it's much easier to come in after a quote-unquote long day, or even for some of you who now work from home, to not get out of the house during the day because you've got into such a rut, such a routine, to where you don't get out of the house to work out during the day. And so by the time it becomes 5 or 6 o'clock, you're either too tired to do it, or you just don't have the motivation to do it, or you cannot will yourself to do it because your why is not strong enough. So I want you to start there and ask yourself the question of why. You know, why do you not eat healthy? Why do you not exercise? Why are you not working out? Why are you not making even small steps toward a better, more healthy lifestyle? It would behoove you if you don't have, and you know, I like to go and make my own decisions when I'm going to, you know, to doctors. But when you go to a doctor and you do a physical, you know, really look at your lab work. You know, some of you haven't looked at lab work in years. Some of you just take the doctor's advice by, you know, whatever they say, and you don't investigate. You don't know what a normal, right, range of cholesterol is. You don't know what a normal range of any of your, when you look at your counts are. And I would encourage you to do that. A quick Google will tell you really quickly. And certainly since Natalie's been through cancer, you know, there have been all kinds of things that I've had to look up and wanted to look up to see where her ranges were, right? And that's what you need to do when you go to your doctor for your annual checkup, annual physical. I've got now several years that I can go back and I can look at where all of my numbers are. Where's my B12? What do all of these breakdowns look like in my body, and are they where they're supposed to be? Where's my good cholesterol? Where's my bad cholesterol? You know, what's your heart rate? What is your resting heart rate? What's the reason for that? If it's elevated, if it's low, all of those types of things you should know, because you're dealing with your body, right? It's your body. And what if, for some of you out there who are on, you know, either cholesterol medicine, or you're on, you know, some type of anxiety medicine, even you're on some type of, you name it, I don't care, diabetes medicine, you name the medicine. What if you could get off of it just from eating and supplementing healthy? Right. You might not be able to do it just from food. And that's one of the things, you know, I hosted a talk a couple weeks ago. And really part of that talk was to talk about the supplements that we're not getting in our bodies. And I think it is so important to not only make sure you're getting the right supplements, but know what the supplements are, know what the ingredients are in the supplements. And I have a particular company that I've kind of affiliated with, and I love their products, right? And I'm not going to make this about, you know, a sell show. So don't worry about that for those of you out there that get all worked up about that. This isn't about that. This is about making sure you know what's going into your body each and every day, and you are making a decision to start to eat, right? You are now eating to live rather than living to eat. Because so many of you out there just live to eat. And you go from one fried meal to the next fried meal to the next fried meal, and you wonder why you've got no energy, why you're tired all the time, why you're dragging at work, why you've got this ailment, all that stuff. So many of our ailments can go back to what we're putting in our body. It's just true. Go watch a couple food documentaries that are not paid for, and notice who they're paid for by. I'll just leave it at that, right? Because we've been sold a bill of goods for the last 30 years, and especially in the United States. So my question to you today is why, right? Why are you not in the kind of health condition that you want to be in? Be real, real, real clear on that. Because for some of you, when you really start to break that down, and you know me and my mindset, when you really start to break down, it's like, I'm just too lazy. I'm just not going to do it. For some of you, you don't know how to do it. And that's part of what I can certainly help you with. I can certainly help you start to live a more healthy lifestyle. For some of you, you just need to get out of the house. Like a 15-minute walk would do the soul good. Right? There are so many studies out there that talk about just getting out and getting into the air, especially now that it's getting, you know, warmer. Get outside, get yourself acclimated to a little bit of physical activity. I think that's the other thing that we do is you start to think about, okay, I'm going to get back in shape. And it's like, oh, I've got to go to the gym and I've got to do all this stuff. And then you're sore for, you know, 4 or 5 days. You're like, oh, I'm not doing that again. No, it's not what this is about for some of you. For some of you, it's about getting 1% better each day. 1% is nothing, right? But when you compound 1% over 30 days and 60 days and 90 days and 6 months and a year, then all of a sudden you've lost the weight that you want to lose. Then all of a sudden you've become more vital in terms of your physical prowess and all of that stuff. And you start to notice that your energy level goes up. You start to notice that your anxiety level goes down. you start to notice that you're treating people differently. You start to notice that you're treating yourself differently because you are truly loving your body and you're loving what you're putting into your body. And you start choosing that, yeah, salad over the burger or the salad over the fried whatever, right? And you don't have to do this like carte blanche and just do it all at once. But if you will start taking some small steps, what if you could add 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 years onto your life? What if you could do that? Wouldn't that be amazing? I mean, to me, that's what this is about. It's about longevity and it's about being able to stay out of a long-term facility. It's about being able to keep your mind sharp. It's about being able to stay out of the hospital, stay out of the, right, the insurance business. Trust me, I've had to learn about the insurance business over the last 6 months. You don't want to have to do that. So learn to stay out of that. Now, there are some things that aren't preventable. I don't think Natalie's cancer was preventable, but there are some cancers out there that are preventable. They certainly are. And so the question for you is where you are in your moment and your space and your time, right? What do you need to do or what do you want to do to start becoming healthy? Because the next 6 months are going to go by so quick. And then we're going to be back into December. We're going to be back into Christmas. We're going to be back into New Year's resolutions again. And you're going to be back to beating yourself over the head saying, why didn't I do it quicker? The time to start is today. You know, they say the best time to plant a tree, right, is 20 years ago. The second best time is today. The best time to start getting healthy is when you're younger, right, and you just keep that healthy lifestyle going. The second best time to start getting healthy is today. And you can do some small steps today that will do that. Well, you know, one, get out and walk. Two, do some air squats, right? You don't have to have weights. Do some air squats. I love yoga. Do some yoga. Get online. You can Google search and find all kinds of great free yoga stuff. And yoga will kick your tail if you're not done a lot of yoga. But you can do beginner yoga and start to get your body moving, right? You can do some modified push-ups. You can do some modified sit-ups, okay? There are all kinds of things that you can do that will help you start. You can start with one meal. You know, do a meal replacement in the morning. Start with some good, healthy ingredient protein shakes. So there are all kinds of things that you can do that will help your health. And my encouragement to you is really ask yourself, why am I not doing it? And if you are doing it, are you doing it in the best way possible? Are you putting the best ingredients in your body that you could be putting in your body when it comes to supplements, when it comes to protein? Ask yourself those questions. Okay. And I know that we as a podcast audience can start to live and build a more healthy lifestyle. We can do it together. So if you got questions, if you'd love some answers, reach out to me free of charge. I don't, you know, nothing for this, but you just reach out drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. I'd love to jump on a call if you want more information about, you know, coaching even around the healthy lifestyle, but I'd love to give you some information and get you started in the right direction. So drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. I cannot wait to see you back here next week, folks. It's episode number 100. Y'all have a great week. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.